वंदे रूप सनातन रघु जग श्री जीव गोपाल को
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Which theme you had completed after? Only up to third we finished? Okay, third. Now let's go to fourth one. 26 onwards. Yeah.
Therefore, O great sage, please save me and my forefathers who are descending to the darkness of hell, because I have no progeny. Kindly do something so that I may have a son to deliver us from hellish conditions. In response to the request of Maharaj Chitraketu, Angira Rishi, who was born of Lord Brahma's mind, was very merciful toward him. Because the sage was a greatly powerful personality, he performed a sacrifice by offering oblations of sweet rice to Tvashta. O Parikshit Maharaj, best of the Bharatas, the remnants of the food offered in the Yajna were given by the great sage Angira to the first and most perfect among Chitraketu's millions of queens, whose name was Kritadwiti. Thereafter, the great sage told the king, O great king, now you will have a son who will be the cause of both jubilation and lamentation. The sage then left without waiting for Chitraketu's response.
Purport.
The word Harsha means jubilation and Shoka means lamentation. The king was overwhelmed with joy when he understood that he would have a son. Because of his great jubilation, he could not actually understand the statement of the sage Angira. He accepted it to mean that there would certainly be jubilation because of the birth of his future son, but that he would be the king's only son and being very proud of his great wealth and empire, would not be very obedient to his father. Thus the king was satisfied thinking, let there be a son. It does not matter if he is not very obedient.
That's what he thought.
In Bengal, there is a proverb that instead of having no maternal uncle, it is better to have a maternal uncle who is blind. The king accepted this philosophy thinking that a disobedient son would be better than no son at all. The great sage Chanakya Pandit says, Ko artha putrena jatena, yona vidvan na dharmami, dharmikaha, kanena chakshusha kimva, chakshuhu pidaiva kevalam. What is the use of a son who is neither a learned scholar nor a devotee? Such a son is like a blind diseased eye which always causes suffering. Nevertheless, the material world is so polluted that one wants to have a son even though he is useless. This attitude was represented in the history of King Chitraketu.
Next, 30th.
As Kritika Devi, after receiving the semen of Lord Shiva from Agni, conceived a child named Skanda Kartikeya, Kritadwiti, having received semen from Chitraketu, became pregnant after eating remnants of food from the Yajna performed by Angira. After receiving the semen from Maharaj Chitraketu, the king of Shurasen, Queen Kritadwiti gradually developed in her pregnancy, O King Parikshit, just as the moon develops during the bright fortnight. Thereafter, in due course of time, a son was born to the king. Hearing news of this, all the inhabitants of the state of Shurasena were extremely pleased.
Krishna-raja-kumarasya snata-shuchar-alankritah vachayitva-shisho-vipraihi karayamasa-jatakam.
King Chitraketu was especially pleased. After purifying himself by bathing and by decorating himself with ornaments, he engaged learned brahmanas in offering benedictions to the child and performing the birth ceremony.
Yeah, next one also.
Unto the brahmanas who took part in the ritualistic ceremony, the king gave charity of gold, silver, garments, ornaments, villages, horses and elephants, as well as 60 crores of cows. As a cloud indiscriminately pours water on the earth, the beneficent King Chitraketu, to increase the reputation, opulence and longevity of his son, distributed like rainfall all desirable things to everyone. When a poor man gets some money after great difficulty, his affection for the money increases daily. Similarly, when King Chitraketu, after great difficulty, received a son, his affection for the son increased day after day.
One more again, read.
The mother's attraction and attention to the son, like that of the child's father, excessively increased. The other wives, seeing Kritadyuti's son, were very much agitated, as if by high fevers, with a desire to have sons.
What she says? Oh, somebody can give her a lecture. Can arrange. Where is Ashinto? Ashinto. Ashinto will arrange. Is he here, Ashinto? You tell her this is a special program for the Vidyapeetha. Mataji, you explain to her? I can explain. एक्चुअली अभी कृष्ण रसायन हिंदी में बोला मैं संडे को दोपहर को आप थी उसमें संडे को होती है दोपहर को ये क्लास इंग्लिश में होता है सो सी द 36-37 थीम रीड द थीम
इंक्रीजिंग मटेरियल अटैचमेंट डे बाय डे इज सोइंग सीड फॉर फ्यूचर मिजरी
या माताजी If some lady is sitting outside devotee who is Hindi speaking, they can talk to her some Krishna consciousness. She will be pleased because she is very eager to hear. Only this class will be Greek and Latin for her. Can you just find out some lady outside if you can put her in touch? Mataji, koi Mataji aapko batayegi thoda. So good soul wants to hear some arrangements be made. So, yeah, increasing material attachment day by day is sowing seed for future misery. Yes, that's the heading I had given. See, in 36th translation, you see, example is given. If a poor man gets some big money, then his affection for the money increases daily, he says. Similarly, after great difficulty, he received a son. And his affection for the son increased day by day, he's telling. Similarly, in the next verse, it says, not only Chitraketu's affection increased day by day, the mother's attraction and attention to the son, like that of the child's father, that also excessively increased. So, both of them were developing increasing affection and attachment to the child. In this world, and such development of material attachment is not at all surprising. People actually, if you carefully observe in our lives, because we have been raised by a mother and father, and because of repeated exchanges with mother and father, we develop a deep bodily connection with them, attachment for parents. And although one is unmarried till the age of 28 or 30, as soon as one is married and invests in that relationship, then the attachment for the wife also develops. So, how this attachment develops, the scientific phenomenon is explained. If a wife is submissive and the husband is protective, careful, and when she renders service to the husband, over 1, 2, 3, 4 years, she develops such a deep attachment that they become inseparable. This example is one as Bhaktivika Swami was telling when he came to Pune. He was giving this example for Vaidhi Bhakti. In Vaidhi Bhakti, somebody may say, I don't feel any love for Krishna. No problem. You just keep serving him and you will see the attachment will develop. And then he was telling, in the Vedic times, it is not that man and woman fell in love with each other and then they married. Actually, many times a girl doesn't know whom is she going to marry. But she has full trust in her parents. And she's handed over to the boy. And when they marry, when they go to the village and she lives with the boy and then Because of the trust she has in parents, she serves the boy faithfully as a wife. Although there is no love developed in the beginning, but by faithful service, over a period of time, they know, get to know each other more and more. That interaction causes understanding to develop, affection to develop, and gradually leads to attachment, and it becomes a very strong attachment. Husband also pleases the wife by buying her some jasmine flowers and putting on her hair, and buying good sarees for her, ornaments for her, bringing wealth to home, trying to make the home a happy home. Then wife also serves him faithfully, submissively. So the relationship becomes very thick, and such thickness in affection and attachment is wanted after marriage, especially when they want to beget a child and raise the child and put up a very good family. And in the same manner, you will find when the child is born, they don't even know who the child is in the beginning, correct? No? The child suddenly comes up, then mother and father both become attached to the child. So the attachment principle happens by regular interaction and reciprocation. That is actually the secret of developing attachment with anything. Like for example, when you are newly born, were you attracted to chapati, attached to eating chapati sabji? No, you're only drinking breast milk. At a certain time when mother brought the chapati, many children turned their face away. When the mother brings this side, you'll turn this way. She brings this side, you'll turn this way. You don't like it. Children are more happy with Cerelac or Farex or things like that. But when the child has grown to 5-6 years and our mother wants to slowly introduce chapati, isn't it? But then when you eat chapati, keep eating, 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 over a period of time you become so attracted. You eat a lot of chapatis, correct? No? Because of regular cultivation. That's why Anukulyena Krishna. This is Anushilanam. Regularly you do, then you will develop attachment. So, two examples I have given till now. A newly married wife, although she doesn't know the psychology and other things about the husband, based on the trust in her parents, she accepts him. But by affectionately, faithfully serving him, she develops attachment. Similarly, by regularly eating a food item on a regular basis over a period of time, we gradually develop attachment to it. This is the example Shastras give, that a child has the innate ability to walk. But initially the child is very lazy to walk. How many of you have seen parents when they try to take the child and put on the ground? No, 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 mom, please lift me up, correct? They say. So because they don't want to put their foot on the ground, does that mean that they cannot walk? No, they have the ability to walk. Similarly, love for Krishna seems to be a very foreign thing for us. Many people feel, oh, it is so difficult to chant. That's only in the beginning. The holy name is called Madhura Naam, correct? No? Jagate Asiye, correct? No? That's the song, no? Jagate Asiye Madhura Naam. What is that verse? Nama Bina Kichna Hito Aro. What is that line? Krishna Naam Sudha Koriya Paan Judavo Bhakati Vinoda Pran. Nama Bina Kichna Hito Aro Chauda Bhuvana Maje. See, here also you say Nama Sudha. Sudha means what? Nectar. He doesn't call it neem juice. Because it is nectar, he says. Similarly, later on, Jiva Jagos, there also lastly he says, in that song only it comes to Jagate Asiye, Madhura Naam. Udilarana. Yeah. Udilarana Purababhagi. Jagate Asiye Madhura Naam. So, Nama Sudha Madhura. That means the holy name is actually sweet. Right now it is bitter for us. Similarly, the child's inability to walk is simply the laziness of the child. If the parents don't let the child walk on the ground, he will become, he will get only butter feet, correct? No? Imagine if all of you are always lifted by your mother, father, you never put your foot on the ground, even after going to 10, 20 years, you will be struggling. But they generally, parents make the child walk and they hold the hand, slowly lead the child. After some time when the leg pains, they say, okay, come. Similarly, we also chant for some time, don't worry, take gulab jamun. Correct? No? Take gulab jamun, take nice prasad, and then love and care and everything. Again, when you, after some time, again you walk now. And after that, when you grow up, now you keep walking everywhere. So much you walk. You don't have to be, you know, pampered with anything. Correct? No? It's natural. So Prabhupada gives example of walking of a child is natural. Similarly, The development of the attachment in sadhana bhakti, vaidhi bhakti happens if you worship the deity, bathe the deity, dress the deity, do all the shodash upacharas very faithfully, and through the guru offer the bhoga and everything, put the deities to rest, you know, and take darshan of the deity, memorize shastric stotrams and recite them in front of the deity with understanding of who he is. Then you will see that gradually that faith in the Lord in the beginning, respect for the Lord, then gradually the faith and respect turns into affection for the Lord, attention while rendering service, and in this way that gradually develops into attachment. One feels very strongly connected. So whether it is material phenomenon or spiritual phenomenon, regular interaction and service and getting reciprocation, that is actually the cause of attachment. So our mind is like a blotting paper. You take a ink pen and keep it in the blotting paper, it just expands. Like that our mind also, if you focus on material things, the material attachment increases. If you focus on spiritual things, the spiritual attachment increases. Mind is ready for both, whatever we provide. Of course, initially it may appear that the mind is too resistant to spiritual approach, because we have been in this material world for a very long time, surrounded by three gunas. Therefore, we feel like that. Otherwise, the mind is actually like compared to a key. If you rotate it in this way, it opens the room. If you rotate it in this way, it locks the room, isn't it? Manayeva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayam. So, therefore you will see dhyayato vishyantum sangasthishu pajayate sangachan jayate. It goes on like that. In the same manner, what happened to these two people, Chitraketu and Kritadyuti? As soon as he got the sun, because it was a difficult to get thing, he became very attached. So, when he got the child, he became attached. And day after day, she was also increasing her attachment. That means their interaction with the child must have been enormous. Nowadays, you find people have unnecessarily too much enormous exchanges because they have the mobile now. Like somebody is leaving the home and again they are going in the car to the airport. Again, mother or father will call. Ponchki, abhi? Nahi ponch nahi gaya, abhi. Now, just now I left 10 minutes ago. Abhi airport ponch gaya kya? Ponch gaya. Airplane aa gaya kya? Aa gaya. Boarding pass mil gaya kya? Boarding pass mil gaya. Check-in ho gaya kya? Check-in ho gaya. Correct, na? बैठ गई क्या? अरे बैठ गई, अभी फोन ऑफ करने वाला हूँ, अभी पीछे मत पड़ा. यू नो व्हाई? फॉर स्मॉल स्मॉल थिंग. इज इट सी इन दोज डेज डिड यू हैव मोबाइल? यू नो आई डोंट रिमेम्बर माई मदर फादर कॉलिंग मी एनी टाइम इन द स्कूल, नो स्कूल और कॉलेज. मंथ्स टुगेदर आई वोंट कॉल देम प्रैक्टिकली, बट द लव रिमेंड सो थिक स्टिल, बिकॉज यू नो वेन एवर यू गो होम, यू नो द पर्सनल इंटरेक्शंस आर गुड एनफ. Other times you are studying in the college and they are busy with household activities. But nowadays, too much unnecessary interaction. So, in this way, when we are attached to an object, we keep revisiting the object again and again, although it is not so much necessary. So, too much over-attention, that turns attraction into attachment. Over-attention to this child. So mother also, she must have picked up the child, taken to the garden, like it comes later. Again, bring the child back, put it back, decorating the child. So she was paying a lot of attention, and that's the material attachment developed. Actually, in the Vedic times, people would give spiritual names to the children. Like my name was Ramakrishnan, and my grandfather's name was Ramakrishnayyar also. And his grandfather also was Ramakrishnayyar. So three grandfathers had the same name. So, in this way, sometimes you find why they give these names. By calling, at least you have attachment, you can't avoid it. But at least you can sanctify the attachment. Correct? Calling the name, calling the name of the child, at least, you know, let attachment remain for some time. As time grows, it may change also. But by calling some spiritual name, one can make some advancement. That is the whole idea, you see. So in this way, in the Bhagavatam there is one beautiful verse. Anvaha medati sati. What is that verse? Yatha padangushta vinistrita sarit. How does it begin? That's Yata padangushta vinisrita asarit. It's a Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj is telling that prayer about Ganga, he is telling them. Anvaha medati sati. How it begins? Yatpada seva biruchis tapasvinam aneka janmo pachitam malam diyah sadyakshinotyan vahamedati sati yathapadangushta vinisrita sarit. See the third line. He is saying, what is the third line? Sadyakshinotyan anvahamedati sati. Anvahamedati sati means when one takes to devotion service, day after day, our heart will become purer and purer, and affection and attachment for the Lord will become greater and greater, day by day. That's what he is saying. So, when one, in the beginning, we all couldn't chant even one round also, correct, na? So, many students used to ask, how many times I should chant Mahamantra? So, I should say 108 times. They thought it's too much. One boy started 25 times. 25 times Mahamantra. Then he came to 50 times. And they thought that completing this one round, orange to orange, you know, coming back. They thought it's a very big thing. And then when you come to two rounds, then four rounds. In those days, we thought four rounds is a big thing. Later on, we came to 16 rounds. Correct, no? So, many students admit honestly, Prabhuji, in the first year, I thought I can never chant more than one. Within 1 year, they come to 16 rounds. Right, no? Because that means our sincerity, seriousness is increasing in the spiritual life. That's why he says, anvaha medati sati. Day by day, our appreciation for Krishna consciousness is increasing. Therefore, we are able to practice. Without which, it's just impossible. So, in the same manner, material attachment can also increase day by day. Like I told you, mother, father, they raise a child, and the child is just newly born. As the child grows, bathing the child, dressing the child, decorating the child, putting powder for the child, putting, you know, tikka for the child, you know, putting various dresses and ornaments in the body of the child, and watching the child, you know, feeding the child, sending off the child, and receiving the child back in the evening. And the mutual interaction between parents and children increases the attachment between parents and children. And same with boy and girl also. A boy and girl don't know each other, but as they interact, therefore we have to be very careful in avoiding interaction with the products of three gunas. Because if you are going to interact with them, attachment will develop for them. Over a period of time, it will become thicker and thicker. Somebody may ask, so what? If attachment develops, what is the problem? Actually, I saw with my eyes in my college days, and one boy was a very smart boy. He was one of the toppers. But in the first year, the second semester, he got connected to one girl in the college. After that, people used to see them like lovebirds. Different places in the college, in the canteen, in the library, you know, here, there, everywhere. And my Lord, his academics was ruined completely. And we saw him in the first year, second year, third year, fourth year, and she was getting distinction. But this fellow was meditating on her, so he got very poor, he got fail. And in first year, he was scoring very well. It went down, 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 and she passed and went abroad. And this fellow, I don't know how many more years it took to pass, I don't know. But we watched. Because the moment he got connected and he started developing attachment, his academics degraded. So, that is one example that comes to my mind because I watched it. I personally saw that this was developing attachment. He just began as a friendly talk, and the friendly talk became thicker and thicker and thicker. And everybody noticed, and many people started talking about it. So, the interaction increases, familiarity increases, exchanges increases, laughing, joking, talking, and intimacy, mamata. So, this is similar thing you can find in Bharat Maharaj also. Bharat Maharaja's deer. Initially, did you know the deer? There was only one concern in his mind. This is a deer's child drowning in the water. I have to help the deer's child. But he didn't stop with that. He picked up the deer's child, brought it to the ashram, fed with some grass and everything. And then how he developed attachment, the scientific mechanism is explained there. You know, he became overly concerned about the deer's child. When he was going to forest to fetch some fruits, he carried it on his shoulder. The night when he slept, he kept on his chest. Or kept on his lap. playing, fondling the deer. In this way, even when he was chanting or offering ahuti in the yajna kund, he would be with one eye closed, one eye open, he will look at the deer. Correct, no? He was enjoying the playfulness of the deer, feeding the deer, petting the deer, patting the deer. You know? All that he did, that is how the interaction develops. Like for the brahmacharis, we say honest avoidance of opposite sex. Why it is said? Because if women are respected as mother, and the brahmacharis distance from woman, respectful distance, that is good for both. And there is no scope for development of attachment. Attachment can only develop when there is interaction. Excessive interaction, like here he says, excessive attachment is used, the word is used, excessively increased. It's not good. It's like the Hindi movies you see, you know, Ganga, Yamuna, Kaveri, some movies they show. You know, initial dita, tan tak, tan tak, dan tak. You have seen that with music, throwing fly, you know, colors and wearing colorful dresses, lot of songs like that. And then next, within another 10 minutes, you see, big crying sound. Some movies you have seen like that? Correct, no? Typical movies. They have a comedy, they have tragedy, they have a stunt scene. Similarly, here also I find you develop excessive attachment. It's actually a dangerous thing. Developing excessive attachment is going to cause tragedy very soon. Correct, no? Because the reasons are going to come. So, therefore in Bhagavad Gita, repeatedly you will hear one theme. You know, what is that one famous verse? Nabi nandati nadveshti tasya prajna patishtita. What is that verse? Yatra anabhisnehas tattat prapashubhashubham nabi nandati nadveshti tasya prajna patishtita. So one verse, another verse. Priyam, priyam prapya. What is that? No, what is that? Na prahrishyet priyam prapya. No dvijet prapya cha priyam. Stira buddhira sammoodho brahmavit brahmanisthitaha. See, it says, yat prahrishyet priyam prapya. Priyam prapya, tumhara priya chis prapta ho gaya, prahrishyet. You are jolly. Na udvijet prapya cha apriyam. If apriya you obtain, don't become agitated. He's saying, if something unpleasant comes in your life, don't become agitated. Something pleasant comes in life, don't jump like a monkey, like that is telling. Stira buddhi rasammudo. What buddhi we need? Stira buddhi. So if stira buddhi is not there, it's very dangerous. So, actually my father was a very good observer of all these things. Once my father was telling, like if husband and wife are newly married, and they go to the market, the way they deal with one another in the public, so you would say, what is the need of showing off so much? You actually show your love at home. Not that here you show so much love and then at home you quarrel. Isn't it? Love is not only for display. Love is for experiencing also. Isn't it? So my father used to say, just see, a person shows off for some time. Because excessive love, excessive attraction also causes anger. He says, you know, in that Jyatam Shantam, he says. Attachment and hatred are two sides of the same coin. So, you will see that now, you will see Chitraketu is developing attachment to Kridadyuti. Result is, he is developing neglectful behavior towards the other queens. Correct, no? Similarly, all the other queens, they are attached to their husband Chitraketu and they want his attention. And they are attention seeking. But he is not giving attention. They want his affection. They want his attention. They want him to give an equal treatment to them, like he is treating Kritadyuti, but he is not doing. So they developed hatred for the child. You see? So attachment and hatred, they go hand in hand. Dhritarashtra attached to Duryodhana. Therefore, he is averse to Pandavas. You will see that. Dhruva is attached to Uttama. Therefore, he is averse to Yakshas. In this world, you will find attachment and aversion go hand in hand. So this type of excessive attachment development is very dangerous. Now you will find very soon, because this lady Kritadyuti is developing so much attachment to the child, she is going to curse God, speak ill of God later. She is developing aversion to God, because you are taking this child away. Therefore, in material life, one should be very balanced in approach. one should maintain a cool head and not become too much obsessed, too much obsessed like this. Therefore, boys and girls also, if they fall in love with each other, suddenly the parents say, you cannot marry and all, some people foolishly commit suicide. Or so many things they do, so many crazy things they do. That is because of excessive attachment, development of attachment. So therefore it is written, increasing mental attachment day by day is sowing seed for future misery. That means we are actually preparing for future misery. You will see, anybody who delights in material enjoyment has to suffer material misery. So because if you dig the ground, you know, in a place, and then you make a mound. So the mound is like happiness and the pit is like misery. So you cannot make a mound without digging pit. So they both come together. Therefore, in the coin also you have head and tail. Can you get only the head? Or can you get only the tail? They both come together. So too much material sukh, then too much material dukkha also will come. Therefore, the jnanis try to avoid sukha and dukkha by purposefully denying them. Like in summer season, they put fire around them. Why? Because in summer season, we all like what? Cold water bath, correct, no? But they put a fire around them. So they negate the pleasures. Similarly, in winter season, they enter into chill water, break the ice and go inside and remain in the water. Why? They deny the warm blanket. In this way, they are trying to, they know very well, if you hold on to sukha, dukkha will come. But if you say no to sukha, then along with that, dukkha also goes away. That is our idea. So this is called as denying the dualities. Keeping the dualities far away. But this is a very painful process it is. What jnanis do. Bhaktas, what they do with sukha dukkha? They transcend it. Whatever pleases Krishna will give me sukha. Whatever will displease Krishna, that will give me dukkha. So they make everything spiritual completely. In this way, devotees actually spiritualize every activity of the world. In this way, they don't have to worry about denying sukha dukkha. Yes? Yeah, you have a mic with you? Give them a mic.
Karma, it comes constant. Yes. That he has this much quota of sukha, this much quota of dukkha.
At the time of birth, it is fixed.
Fixed. So
you can, the shape and form in which it will come will be different.
But if somebody voluntarily takes that dukkha, then the quota of dukkha goes away.
Yeah, therefore, we do tapasya. See, for example, you have minus 500 count suffering and you have plus 800 pleasure. So if you voluntarily accept some pain through some spiritual tapasya practices, so the minus count is reduced. Yeah. Just like if a child goes, teacher is asking all the students, you know, who all have not done the homework? Correct, no? A child, even before the teacher makes announcement, a child goes to the teacher and says, madam, yesterday a lot of guests came to my home and homework is undone, I am sorry. So if you want, you can beat me now only. And the teacher says, oh, yeah, now I have to check who all haven't done the homework. Then she announces in the class who all haven't done. Because the child has already accepted, then she may not want to beat the child. She may forgive the child, saying that, okay, you had guests yesterday, no problem. And another boy tells like that, I have done the homework, but notebook I forgot to bring. Then the teacher will call the mother. You know, did he complete the homework? And mother checks the notebook and says, no, he hasn't done. She says on phone. Then the teacher will give him double beating. Correct, no? See, people who try to escape the sufferings allotted for them, then material nature will not leave them. It will chase after them and give them the dose. Correct, no? Therefore, you find many materialistic people, the more they take sleeping pills, you know, injections, tranquilizers and other things to escape suffering, they are actually entering into more and more suffering. Correct, no? Yeah, the more you try to run away, see, they want to escape suffering without surrendering to God. That is the meaning of a materialist. What materialist wants? Escape all threefold miseries without surrendering to God. This is the goal.
So, jnani...
Krishna says, mameve prapadyante. Yeah, you surrender to me and you can escape suffering. That they don't want to do.
But morning, two things are there, Vaji. In jnani, if they take suffering, the suffering quota will go away.
Correct.
So then sukha quota also they cannot avoid.
Yeah, correct.
Now, for you giving
money... Now, sukha also they deny, no? When sukha comes, they deny it. They don't accept it. They will not accept. They perform austerities and deny the sukha also which come. Like they will not eat palatable foods. They will not accept the plush, nice living conditions. They will not accept sukha also, they will deny dukkha also. They want to nullify the account like that. And then actually that's like creating a vacuum in a bulb. Whereas bhaktas, what they do, like King Ambarish, he didn't run away from the kingship. He accepted everything, but he spiritualized it all in Krishna service. Correct, no?
Now, as brahmacharis also, we do some amount of tapasya.
Correct.
So there is some dukkha of means, there is spiritual bliss,
yes,
but till the time
person... Tapo divyam putra kayena sattvam shuddhiyayat asmat namasokhyam.
So till the time person has achieved a spiritual bliss, there is some dukkha involved.
That we voluntarily accept.
Resisting temptations.
Correct.
So then
that like also for example, you chant 64 rounds on Ekadashi day. You know, beyond 16, you go to 17th round, 18th round. Mind is mind is saying, isn't it? Then you come to 30 rounds, 32 rounds. And the mind is suggesting, today I think it's enough to stop with 32. Why to go to 64? You have to do this, you have to do that. Mind says so many things. Then you say, no, 48 rounds at least. And then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But once you complete 64, how you feel? How many of you feel like jumping after 64 rounds? Correct, na? That's the way tapasya is. While doing, it's painful. Once done, you get Brahma Saukhyam, Tanantam. You know? Isn't it? So, in this way, this is about increasing mental attachment. Let's go to the next 37 to 42. Very important theme. Read it. Translation. 37.
Insecurity due to negligence.
37 verse.
The mother's attraction and attention to the son, like that of the child's father, excessively increased. The other wives, seeing Kritadyuti's son, were very much agitated, as if by high fevers, with a desire to have sons.
Yeah. Chitraketor atipreter yatadare prajavati na tata anyeshu sanjagne balam lalayatonvaham.
As King Chitraketu fostered his son very carefully, his affection for Queen Kritadyuti increased. But gradually, he lost affection for the other wives who had no sons.
Yeah. Chitraketor Atipriti. He showed Atipriti to whom? To Kritadyuti and the child. That was the problem. And he did not feel any attraction to other queens. He thought they are all barren women. This is the only woman who got child for me. So he developed attachment to both Kritadyuti and son. And he thought, so me, Chitraketu, that means myself and Kritadyuti and my son, we will all happily live ever after. That's what he thought. And he completely encircled all his wives and delete. Kept them aside. He thought, see, this is the problem in this world. If one is a team leader, some may be very productive. Some may be unproductive. But the unproductive should not be neglected. Everybody is in a child also in a home. Sometimes one child may be having some deficiency, maybe blind or deaf or whatever. Other child may be a very healthy child and bringing a lot of money. But the parents have to give affection to both the children. You can ask any mother, father, when the first child is born, it gets a lot of affection from the mother and father. And the child is very, very happy. When the second child comes, because the second child is very tender, very small. So mother, father, they show excessive affection and attention to whom? Second child or first child? Second child. At that time, do you know what happens? First child will feel very angry. Sometimes you will pinch the second child, kick him, beat him also. Second child will be crying. And you may wonder, how can an elder brother, you know, hurt the younger brother, correct? No? Most parents know it. Therefore, they are very careful. No? Like the mother is going to take care of the younger child, she will tell the father, take the elder fellow out, take him for outing. Because he will feel envious. And sometimes you see a small baby she is keeping on one lap, and the big boy, you know, grown up son, he will come and say, Mama, I will also sit. Why you are only keeping him? You know, you are embracing him, you don't embrace me. You know, you are showing so much affection. So they make a comparison. And exactly that thing happened with Kritadyuti's co-wives, you see. And actually, it is not only their perception. This fellow also committed mistake. Who? Yeah, that is clearly said here, correct? No? See, gradually he lost affection for the other wives. He says, who had no sons. Actually, even if he lost affection, at least he should show affection. Correct, no? He's thinking that they are all are barren women, they didn't give me a child, but at least he should have paid some attention to them. Read further.
The other queens were extremely unhappy due to their being sonless. Because of the king's negligence toward them, they condemned themselves in envy and lamented. A wife who has no sons is neglected at home by her husband and dishonored by her co-wives exactly like a maidservant. Certainly, such a woman is condemned in every respect because of her sinful life.
See what the co-wives are thinking. When a wife is neglected at home by her husband, then naturally the other co-wives, what they will do? They will dishonor her co-wives and treat her like a maidservant. This is exactly what Mantra told Kaikeyi. Mantra told Kaikeyi, see Kaikeyi, you don't know. You are very happy that Rama is becoming king. But when Ram becomes king, Kaushalya will treat you less than a maidservant. And because for the king, whoever is a ruling boy, his mother will be very dear to the king. So Kaushalya will become very dear to Dasharath, and you will be mistreated worse than a maidservant. And that aroused the snake of envy in the heart of Kaikeyi. She said, what? Right now I am the favorite of my king. Because amongst the three, Kaushalya, Kaikeyi and Sumitra, Kaikeyi was one of the most beautiful queens. So king had a extra affection for her. Now the moment Ram becomes king, then his favorite person will change. Instead of me being his favorite, somebody else becomes favorite. So, in this way, she became envious, and that's how all the complications started. One time I remember I was in my Special Master's room along with who else was there? Govind Prabhu, Gaurang Prabhu, myself, and only three of us were there, I think, Three of us were there, and Maharaj said, you know, now I wanted to talk something regarding some particular matter, he said. Then Gaurang Prabhu said, okay, Rajan Prabhu, we'll meet later, you carry on. And then we will talk to Maharaj, he said. And Maharaj said, no, Rajasham, you sit also here. I said, Maharaj, it's a Bombay matter. I said, no. And he told Gaurang Prabhu, see, Radhesham is as much an inside man as you are. We are selling him. Because he and then he called Shaman Pum and said, you should give him one key of the president's room in Bombay. He told him. I said, Maharaj, when will I use it? I rarely come to Bombay. Only when you are giving lectures, I come to Bombay. He said, along with all of you, you should have one key for him also. I said, why he did that? He wanted to make me feel that I am not neglected. Correct, na? I am not unimportant, or I am like treated like an outsider. So, actually everybody, we cannot have this intelligence. Many times we all commit mistakes. You know, whoever is doing some good thing for, hey, come here, hurry bowl, and somebody not doing much, you just, pay lack of attention to them. So, this goes to show, imagine if Chitraketu showed lot of affection for his co-wives, probably they would have never poisoned the child. Correct, no? They will understand that this king is a good king. Whether we have child or no child, king doesn't mind. Correct, no? So they would have been very happy. But unfortunately, it didn't happen like that. The other queens actually felt like a maid servant. Now, Kritaduti is the real queen, and we all have become maid servants. Worse than maid servants. Like that, she thought. So, actually, this phenomenon of insecurity, what can we say about it? You may not even know how the insecurity works. Even after one grows as very, very big leaders also, one can have insecurity. I will show you one file on insecurity. Is it big enough? Okay, see here. How do you know you are insecure? See, here are five everyday signs of insecurity. Please read the first one.
Imposter behavior. You might have difficulty in being yourself.
See, being yourself means, being natural and simple. So one will try to put up himself to be somebody, one who is not. Like why people wear very glamorous dresses, keep special hairstyle and everything. They want to actually prove to others that I am great. Like that, yes.
Perhaps you really want people to think well of you. Or perhaps people pleasing has crept into the picture of your leadership. So, you pose as someone or something that you perceive as better than the real you. Sometimes a person might exaggerate just to gain approval of others.
Yeah, sometimes you go to a dude and say, Prabhu, you know, in that camp, you know, so many people came and most close to 80 people came. And his friend says, 80? I only saw about 35, 40. Actually, 80 were supposed to come, but you see, you know. But I think, you know, close to 70 must have come, like that he says. And also, Prabhu, we worked so hard, you know. We slept practically midnight, he says. Prabhuji, what midnight? 10:30 we slept. So how many of you have seen people sometimes exaggerating while speaking? Why they do that? Can you say why? To impress others and to earn their sympathy. To impress others and to earn their sympathy. Therefore, they exaggerate. They say something big. Like for example, you gave that Bhagavad Gita, how many people came? Practically about 5,000 people came. 5,000? Hare Prabhuji, first day only 1,000 people. First day 1,000, but gradually it increases. You know, it may become 2,000, 3,000. Last day so much crowd, the hall was full. Okay, but this hall cannot have more than 2,000. How can you have 5,000? Correct? So there is a tendency in the conditioned souls to, you know, exaggerate things. That is arising out of insecurity. That's the first point. See, I can promise you that while the real you is imperfect, it is the best you. You understand? What is the meaning of it's the best you? That means whatever you are whatever I am. Correct, no? So if you act like that, you are a work in progress, but you can't make progress if you don't give yourself permission to be the real you. See, there is a story of an elephant which was walking on a, you know, a forest way. One flower laughed at him and said, hey, look at you, your body is like a shaven head completely. But look at me, I have beautiful petals. And the elephant became very inferior, you know, inferiority complex he felt. So he went to the pond and picked up all the lotus leaves and purchased Fevicol, you know, and stuck all the lotus leaves on his body. So he had a lot of petals all over his body, not petals, I mean lotus leaves. And then he came to the flower and said, what do you say now? How do I look like? And the flower laughed. He said, okay, you are all right, he said. And then the elephant slowly tried to climb up a mountain. But because he had put lotus leaves all over his body, even eyes were getting blocked. He was trying to move this way, that way and go up. So when he went up, suddenly, because of his inability to walk properly, because of eyes getting blocked, he slipped from the mountain and then he rolled. And he fell into the pond. When he fell into the pond, all the leaves got, again went back into the pond. And out came the elephant with a clean shaven body, like before. Again the flower laughed. The flower laughed. And the elephant looked at him and said, he felt very morose. And the flower said, my dear elephant, don't feel inferiority complex. Flowers are flowers, elephants are elephants, he said. What did he say? Flowers are flowers, elephants are elephants. So be happy. Then the elephant became a happy elephant after that. No more inferiority complex. Be the real you. So each of us sitting here, we have some ability and we should actually invest time and energy in that ability and strengthen it rather than craving for something which we don't have. That will create insecurity. And we don't have to put up a show to anybody else. Actually, the person we have to work hard to please is Guru and Krishna actually. If Krishna is pleased, we can please all living entities very easily. Let's go to the second one. Defensive behavior. Quick.
Defensive behavior. Defensiveness is a dead giveaway. When you are defensive, you are protecting yourself, your turf, your idea or something you feel is yours. The only reason to protect yourself is if you are insecure about what might happen to you, how you may be perceived or how your notion that somehow when the music stops, you have been reduced as a person.
Yeah. I read this also.
Instead of letting defensiveness get the best of you, take a deep breath, count to 10 and wait before you speak.
Which means don't make a hasty dash in forcing your opinion on others, he's saying. You know, give it a minute so you don't start digging a hole you can't climb out of. What is the meaning of that? This is a little advanced English here. Means is this, organize your thoughts and re-enter the conversation with a different frame of mind, he says. That means why we force our opinion on others, one of the reasons is to maintain our stature. Huh? Yeah. So we have a defensive behavior. Like for example, if somebody claims that I caught a rabbit in the forest and the rabbit had three legs, if somebody says. Somebody, Prabhuji, I generally heard all the animals in the forest have four legs, Prabhu. No, what I caught is only three. If somebody says, Prabhuji, can you kindly open the bag? Hey, why are you asking for the bag? You don't trust me? No? You don't trust me? You have no faith in me? I am telling you. No, Prabhu, I have trust. Kindly, if you can show the rabbit. And then he is afraid to open the bag and show the rabbit. Why? Because it will have four legs and your point will be disproved. So therefore, some people force their opinion on others to prove that I am right, you are wrong. Correct. That's what is defensive behavior. That's what's arising out of insecurity, saying. And then?
Unhealthy competition. Competition is good and normal, but it can become unhealthy. When you find yourself unable to genuinely cheer for a fellow staff member, colleague,
like Indra could not genuinely cheer for Prithu, correct, na? Yes.
Or pastor of another church who is experiencing success that you aren't, that's unhealthy. It's natural to want to be successful. No one wakes up and thinks, I hope I fail today. But unhealthy competition usually comes from insecurity and will eat your lunch every time. It gnaws at you from the inside. No one can see it, but you feel it. And it makes you behave differently.
Yeah. Insecurity, a person can see that I am suffering from insecurity. If somebody is suffering from insecurity, it's understandable. So taking yourself too seriously. So he's saying that we take God seriously, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. That's a healthy principle to live out. If you are thin-skinned, oversensitive and can't laugh at yourself, you will have difficulty as a leader. Lighten up. We are all imperfect. That's part of what makes us unique and special. Actually, yesterday I was telling 3 points. Admit, try, cry. You remember? First, we have to admit our imperfection and then try for perfection. And when we try for perfection and still fail, we cry for perfection. Because crying actually is taken notice by Krishna. So, sometimes people show too much performance to prove that I am not small, I am great or something like that. So that is another thing, fifth one. So, 5 things he is telling. Overperformance. Overperformance is wonderful in the beginning, but in the long run one will suffer. If you get caught in the performance trap, your experience is that nothing is ever enough. If you attempt to overcome insecurity by achievement, there is no end to that vicious cycle. Therefore, he is saying, actually, one nice point was here. Yeah, don't try to overcome insecurity by achievement. That is the point here. By making big achievements. Your security... this is the point. Your security is in who you are and not your performance. Correct, no? Your security lies in who you are, not what you do. When you are freed up to be the real you, you will become good at what you do. You don't need to perform and show off to the world. So, there are some practical solutions given. Don't despise your insecurity. Just smile and relax, he's telling. And then, take a risk and talk about it. That means take Guhyamakaita Prichati you do and take help from superiors. Identify what triggers insecurity in you. You can identify that. Like that, and then remember your spiritual connection. These are the 4 things he's saying. So, you got some idea, although some part of this article was a little difficult to understand, but the most part of it is very simple, correct, no? Insecurity makes... insecurity is one very serious problem in this world. So, the Kritadyuti is co-wise felt insecurity. Due to negligence. So some clues we are getting. What all causes insecurity? Negligence. You have nobody in this world. You are feeling lonely. You are feeling depressed. You are worried, is anybody interested in me? Are my material relatives interested in me? Or are there some spiritual minded, people interested in me? Is anybody watching what am I doing? Is anybody appreciating what I am doing? Is somebody giving a pat on the back and encouraging me? Or is somebody showing affection to me? So these are very important for every living entity, because the living entity by nature is pleasure seeking. And if he doesn't, therefore each of us have to find out. But because our community is also a very big community. So we have to have our network. Like one good thing in our temple also is, like we have our voice network, we have our kitchen network, we have our deity department network. Similarly, we have our patron care department, Sri Gucharanpur, that network we have. Like we have cultural network with our Balagovind Prabhu. Any other network you want to add to this? Which other network? Book distribution network. Of course, book distribution network has to become more stronger in future. Sarlakshan Prabhu, I told Sarlakshan Prabhu, we will eventually give you 20 brahmacharis for the Sankirtan network. That will become a powerful network also, eventually. Yeah, Swan network. So, any other department, very nice network we have. You have your Japa network in the morning, sitting. Everybody has their place. I have my place, my pillar. Other people have their regular pillars. Yeah, Vidyapet network is saying, but it's very too big a network it is. But we need little smaller networks, we need. Similarly, Matajis can have Mataji network. There we have one slate program where we have a network of Matajis and a network of Prabhujis. They all interact very well. See, what is a network? Network is a small group of devotees from whom you can get appreciation, encouragement, affection, friendly dealing with one another. You can open your heart and take help. You know, you can joke with them, they can joke with you. You don't fear them, they don't fear you. You are friendly. And just as in your family, you can deal freely. Like that, you feel free within your network. Like that. So how many of you here, you feel you are in a network and you are safe in your consciousness and you are secure, you are happy? How many of you? Don't raise hand because you are insecure. Actually, once a living entity can become more and more Krishna conscious, this problem will reduce. But till we become more and more Krishna conscious, we need lot of external support also. And that doesn't mean a very Krishna conscious person has no network. It's not like that. He has his network, everybody. Like we had one CSP network, Counselors for Spiritual Vision. But of course, it was very difficult to bring leaders together. They are all very, very busy. You know, so whenever we meet in Yatra and other times, we talk. But it will be very nice to have a network where you can regularly come together and take support and help. Otherwise, you will become insecure. Main kaun hoon? Who am I? You have identity crisis. You know, identity crisis. Who is my friend? Who is my enemy? You know, is there anyone watching me, what I am doing? Is anyone appreciating? Krishna seems to be watching from Golok, which is too far away. Correct? Now we feel little lost, we call it. What do you call it? Lost. So if any of you is feeling lost, you can write an anonymous mail to me. And I will give you some clues. So we should not feel lost, we should feel protected. It's very important. We try our best to do a lot in our temple health department. Murari Prabhu told me 25 doctors we have. And we check the individual brahmachari and fit a particular doctor for him. Prabhuji, go to this doctor, and we arrange one accompanying person to go to a doctor also. A lot of things we do for the devotees to keep them happy. And our kitchen, even Gauranga Prabhu certified. Our kitchen prasad to be very ecstatic and everything. So many items are made and given. So all this is especially to make people feel at home. It's like a home away from home, you know. So therefore, Kutatuti's co-wives are facing problem. Because Chitraketu is also contributing to the problem by neglecting the wives, and he lost his affection. None of you could give any child. Look at Kutatuti. What a wonderful queen. She gave me the child. Of course, she didn't give the child automatically. She ate that yajna book, that yajna sweet rice, paisam. Angiramani had performed the yajna. Therefore, she could produce a child. Every queen must have wanted to have that paisam, you know, so that she can produce a child. But only once it was done. So in this way, lack of affection, negligence causes insecurity. So they feel shelterless. Actually, it's very important for us to feel a very stable and strong shelter in Krishna. If we are not able to access Krishna very well, we have to feel a strong shelter in Hari Guru Vaishnavas. And then smaller networks rather than a very big community. Actually, there can be many. Even in spiritual world, it's like that. There are groups of Lalita, there is Vishakha's group, different groups. They have their own network there also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had 7 circles, 7 network, correct? No? There also, it's a smaller circle. Similarly, ISKCON also, there is a network of different gurus also. Guru and their disciples, guru and disciple, guru and disciple. They have the networks also like that. And you have ISKCON temple networks also. The whole idea is, we have to have a network where we feel safe, secure, protected, sheltered, comfortable, joyful, fearless. Like a child catching the father's hand, he becomes fearless, correct? No? So we have to lead a fearless life with no insecurities or fears. So that was 37 to 42 we completed? 37 to 42? Yeah, now read further, 43. Vidvesha nashta matayaha Striyo daruna chetasaha Garam daduhu kumaraya Durmarsha nripatim pratik. See, vidvesha nashta matayaha, their intelligence became nashta. Striyo daruna chetasaha, they became hard-hearted women. See, attachment and aversion both make our hearts hard. And when the heart becomes hard, one can become extremely violent. You will find Dhritarashtra was trying to embrace our Bhima, no? He wanted to crush him to powder, isn't it? Only he could crush iron, steel murti into powder, isn't it? He did that. So he was very hard-hearted towards Bhima. Similarly, Dhruva Maharaj was losing control in killing millions of yakshas. You see, he became very hard when there was aversion. Similarly, those who develop very strong attachment, Dhritarashtra had attachment to Duryodhana, therefore he had hatred for Bhima. Correct, no? So they both lead to this very hard heart, he says. Then Garam Daduhu Kumaraya Durmarshaha Nripatim Prati. They became intolerant to the king. You are doing like this to us, wait and watch what we will do. You are not showing us affection, you are negligent, you are showing negligence. See, now your entire affection is on the child and the child's mother. If child is gone, let us see, she will become equal to us. Now Kritatuti is floating in the sky, we will pull her leg down and make her equal to us. How? When she loses her child, we and her will be on the same plane. We are childless and she is also childless. That's what was their goal. Read the translation.
As their envy increased, they lost their intelligence. Being extremely hard-hearted and unable to tolerate the king's neglect, they finally administered poison to the son.
Yeah. So that's what I've written in the 43. Read the theme.
Envy makes one lose intelligence and become hard-hearted.
And in this way, due to that hard-hearted nature, they acted ruthlessly. And that too, tender child, and that too, poor fellow, he got a child after so much difficulty. He didn't have a child, he wanted a vamsha to continue. And he also wanted someone to deliver the parents and everything. And you can imagine how people can lose their good intelligence. All these queens. Actually, they didn't think that this child is not Kritatuti's child, this is our child. Because by this boy will deliver both all of us. We all become his stepmothers. And also the father, Chitraketu. He is a child of all of us. So that type of shared vision was not given by Chitraketu. I am nijapparo vetti gananam laguchetasam udara charitanam tu vasudayeva kutumbakam. That verse says, it became like, Chitraketu, Kritatuti and Harshashoka are one party. And all the other queens are another party. It appeared like that. Correct, no? So, This is a very unfortunate situation that happened. It became very hard-hearted. So, even in families, in one family, first mother and there were, you know, it was a joint family. Like sometimes we have two, three brothers, two, three sisters, and they all are, you know, getting married and begetting children. One such family got one girl child. They thought, one more time we will try, hopefully we'll get a boy. Second time they got a girl child. Third time also they got a girl child. Fourth time also they got a girl child. So four girls. My Lord, now no more now. Because you have to get them all married now. Similarly, another member of the family, they got a boy first. And they thought, okay, now we have one boy. If one girl we get, it will be nice. Second was also a boy. Third was also a boy. Finally, the fourth, last they tried, that was also a boy. So they got four boys and these fellows got four girls. Now, both were lamenting. This, because the one who got four girls, he wanted at least one boy. If I got, it would have been nice. And that boy, one who got four boys, they were very fond of girls, girl child, but they did not get it all. So now these two people, parents are envious, you know. Hey, they got boy, no, I didn't get it. These people say, so this kind of thing happened between Dasharatha and Rompad Maharaj also. Dasharatha had four sons. And he had one daughter. Who? Shanta. And Romapad Maharaj was very fond of a girl child. So, Dasharath Maharaj gave in death the girl child to Romapad Maharaj. So, Shanta was given what do you call it? Death only you call it, no? Datta, yeah. Adopted child. So, actually the problem is whether girl is going to come, boy is going to come, we can't control much. We have hardly any control. It's ultimately God's plan. Now imagine, in a family, if there are sisters, if there are five sisters in a family, and one sister is getting four sons, another sister is getting four daughters. Now the one having four daughters will think, oh, these four are liability. Isko bada karke, shadi karke, kaise denge hum? One girl means, you know, 10-15 lakhs at least for marriage. So 15 lakhs into 4, 60 lakhs, where will I go? How will I settle them? In a middle class family or whatever. And those are four boys and all these four fellows will become engineer and doctor. And they will go abroad. They will send dollar notes to the parents. So one can feel envious. But if all the four, five sisters are all devotees of the Lord, they will have no envy. You know, your child is like my child is like your child. In India, you will find people even call the neighbor's child and put on the lap and feed also. You have seen that? It's very common. Like you will see in our congregation also, many people feel very intimate with other families that they pick up other's child and feed the child also. Please take this peda, take something. So that type of broad-mindedness, if it is there, there will be no envy. Correct, no? Not that, you know, neighbor's child has come. I am giving some very nice bundi or laddu to my son and neighbor has come, you give a pinch and drive away the child. You know? That is I am Nija Paroveti. Gananam? Naguchetha Sama. So, this is the problem. Chitraketu could not give them such a broad vision. If Chitraketu told all these queens, my dear queens, this child is whose child? This is our child. He is child of our dynasty. He belongs to all of us. And I love you all as much as I love Kritaditi. Problem solved. That didn't happen. That was the sixth theme. Let's go to the next one. Read further translations. Oh, it's almost time now. Chil Prabhupada ki.